Welcome back to the Divine Office podcast. Hopefully today we can combine Office of Readings, but we were going to have a long reading, so maybe we'll just do the Office of Readings for today. There are beautiful intercessions. Perhaps I'll just add them off at the end. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice, with fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Loving splendor of the Godhead, light, life, and mercy, Christ, you come among us. Healer of illness and all human weakness, gate of salvation. Angels in chorus to the heavens are singing, tidings from heaven, telling of new ages. Praise to the Father, to our human family, joy, peace, and gladness. Infant so lowly, Lord of all creation, born of the Virgin, pure, holy, and sinless, rule over all the world now. Christ Jesus, our Master, ever beloved. Born to give heaven our eternal homeland, our flesh assuming, joined to us forever. Draw hearts that seek you, mind and soul renewing. By your love, bind us. Lord, see us gathered, filled with exaltation. Joined to the angels, singing hymns of gladness. Joyous we praise you, one with God the Father, and love your equal. Amen. Now we have some psalms, and if we choose the ones from the Office of Readings, they're going to be a little bit different than the ones from morning prayer. Truth has arisen from the earth, and justice has looked down from the heavens. Psalm 85. O Lord, you once favored your land and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted all your rage. You calmed the heat of your anger. Truth has arisen from the earth, and justice has looked down from the heavens. Revive us now, God, our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease? Truth has arisen from the earth, and justice has looked down from the heavens. Will you not restore again our life, that your people may rejoice in you? Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help. Truth has arisen from the earth, and justice has looked down from the heavens. I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace, peace for his people and his friends, and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land. Truth has arisen from the earth, and justice has looked down from the heavens. Mercy and faithfulness have met. Justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth, and justice look down from heaven. Truth has arisen from the earth, and justice has looked down from the heavens. The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Truth has arisen from the earth, and justice has looked down from the heavens. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. Psalm 89. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all ages, my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now we're praying Psalm 89. With my chosen one I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your dynasty forever, and set up your throne through all ages. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord? Or who is like the Lord among the sons of God? Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. A God to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around him. O Lord, God of armies, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and your truth is your garment. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. It is you who rule the sea in its pride. It is you who still the surging of its waves. You crushed the monster rapide and killed it, scattering your foes with your mighty arm. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. The heavens are yours. The world is yours. It is you who founded the earth and all it holds. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout with joy at your name. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. Yours is a mighty arm, O Lord. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right are the pillars of your throne. Love and truth walk in your presence. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice the source of their bliss. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. For you, O Lord, are the glory of their strength. By your favor it is that our might is exalted. For our ruler is in the keeping of the Lord, our King in the keeping of the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. Antiphon 3. He himself will call out to me, you are my Father. Alleluia. This is the second part of that Psalm 89. Of old you spoke in a vision, to your friends the prophets you said, I have set the crown on a warrior, I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David my servant, and with my holy oil anointed him. My hand shall always be with him, and my arm shall make him strong. He himself will call out to me, you are my Father. Alleluia. The enemy shall never outwit him, nor the evil man oppress him. I will beat down his foes before him, and smite those who hate him. He himself will call out to me, you are my Father. Alleluia. My truth and my love shall be with him. By my name his might shall be exalted. I will stretch out his hand to the sea, and his right hand as far as the river. He himself will call out to me, you are my Father. Alleluia. He will say to me, you are my Father, my God, the rock who saves me, and I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. He himself will call out to me, you are my Father. Alleluia. I will keep my love for him always. With him my covenant shall last. I will establish his dynasty forever, make his throne endure as the heavens. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He himself will call out to me, you are my Father. Alleluia. Now we begin the verse introducing our switch from speaking to God, using the words inspired by the Holy Spirit. and letting them teach us how to pray, to listening to God. The verse introducing the lesson is, "The Lord has made known, Alleluia, His saving power, Alleluia." Our first reading is from the letter to the Colossians, chapter 1. And we're going to take yesterday's as well and read it too. So that's why I said it would be kind of a little tiny bit longer. From the beginning of the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Colossians 1 through 14, thanksgiving and intercession. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy ones at Colossus, faithful brothers in Christ. May God our Father give you grace and peace. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in our prayers for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you bear toward all the saints, moved as you are by the hope held in store for you in heaven. You heard of this hope through the message of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, has borne fruit, and has continued to grow in your midst, as it has everywhere in the world. This has been the case from the day you first heard it and comprehended God's gracious intention through the instructions of Epaphras, our dear fellow slave, who represents us as a faithful minister of Christ. He it was who told us of your love in the Spirit. Ever since we heard this, we have been praying for you unceasingly and asking that you may attain full knowledge of His will through perfect wisdom and spiritual insight. Then you will lead a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing to Him in every way. You will multiply good works of every sort and grow in the knowledge of God. By the might of His glory, you will be endowed with the strength needed to stand fast, even to endure joyfully whatever may come, giving thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. Through Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins, and how rich a part it is. Christ, the head of the church, Paul, the servant of the church, we continue that reading. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In Him, everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominations, principalities or powers. All were created through Him and for Him. He is before all else that is. In Him, everything continues in being. It is He who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be His in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in Him, and by means of Him to reconcile everything in His person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of His cross. You yourselves were once alienated from Him. You nourished hostility in your hearts because of your evil deeds. But now, Christ has achieved reconciliation for you in His mortal body by dying, so as to present you to God holy, free of reproach and blame. But you must hold fast to faith. Be firmly grounded and steadfast in it, unshaken in the hope promised you by the gospel you have heard. It is the gospel that has been announced to every creature under heaven, and I, Paul, am its servant. Even now I find my joy in the suffering I endure for you. In my own flesh I fill up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of His body, the church. I became a minister of this church through the commission God gave me to preach among you His word in its fullness. That mystery hidden from ages and generation past, but now revealed to His holy ones. God has willed to make known to them the glory beyond price, which this mystery brings to the Gentiles, the mystery of Christ in you, your hope of glory. This is the Christ we proclaim while we admonish all men and teach them in the full measure of wisdom, hoping to make every man complete in Christ. For this I work and struggle, impelled by that energy of his which is so powerful a force within me. I want you to know how hard I am struggling for you and for the Laodiceans and the many others who have never seen me in the flesh. I wish their hearts to be strengthened and themselves to be closely united in love, enriched with full assurance by their knowledge of the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom every treasure of wisdom and knowledge is hidden. Christ is the head, and the church is his body. He is the firstborn of the dead, so that in every way the primacy is his. Before anything came into being, he existed. He holds all things in unity, so that in every way the primacy is his. And now we have our second reading from the tradition of the church, which is also very beautiful. It's from a treatise on the refutation of all heresies by a very early author, Saint Hippopolitus, classified as a priest. So he's from the 200s AD, no later than the 200s AD. The word made flesh makes man divine is the caption. Our faith is not founded upon empty words, nor are we carried away by mere caprice or beguiled by specious arguments. On the contrary, we put our faith into words spoken by the power of God, spoken by the word himself at God's command. God wished to win men back from disobedience, not by using force to reduce him to slavery, but by addressing to his free will a call to liberty. The word spoke first of all through the prophets, but because the message was couched in such obscure language that it could only be dimly apprehended, in the last days God sent the word in person, commanding him to show himself openly so that the world could see him and be saved. We know that by taking a body from the Virgin, he refashioned our fallen nature, and we know that his manhood was of the same clay as our own. If this were not so, he would hardly have been a teacher who could expect to be imitated. If he were of a different substance from me, he would surely not have ordered me to do as he did, when by my very nature I am so weak. Such a demand could not be reconciled with his goodness and justice. No, he wanted us to consider him as no different from ourselves. And so he worked. He was hungry and thirsty. He slept. Without protest, he endured his passion. He submitted to death and revealed his resurrection. In all these ways, he offered his own manhood as the first fruits of our race, to keep us from losing heart when suffering comes our way, and to make us look forward to receiving the same reward he did, since we know that we possess the same humanity. When we have come to know the true God, both our bodies and our souls will be immortal and incorruptible. We shall enter the kingdom of heaven, because while we lived on earth, we acknowledged heaven's King. Friends of God and co-heirs with Christ, we shall be subject to no evil desires or inclinations, or to any affliction of body or soul, for we shall have become divine. It was because of our human condition that God allowed us to endure these things. But when we have been deified and made immortal, God has promised us a share in his own attributes. The saying, know yourself, means therefore that we should recognize and acknowledge in ourselves the God who made us in his own image. For if we do this, we in turn will be recognized and acknowledged by our Maker. So let us not be at enmity with ourselves, but change our way of life without delay. For Christ, who is God, exalted above all creation, has taken away man's sin and has refashioned our fallen nature. In the beginning, God made man in his image, and so gave proof of his love for us. If we obey his holy commandments and learn to imitate his goodness, we shall be like him, and he will honor us. God is not beggarly, and for the sake of his own glory, he has given us a share in his divinity. Responsory prayer. The Word was made man and lived among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. He was seen on earth and lived among men. We have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Isn't that just great? I want to pray the Psalms and the other prayers leading up to the intercessions for the morning prayer in place of the Te Deum and the final prayer. But isn't that just great? Hopefully we can find some good video resources to put on our website that help unpack this. But I think all by itself, it's a great proclamation of the gospel, first from St. Paul, with that beautiful reflection on Christ as the image of the invisible God, and then getting into the Trinitarian theology early on, just how even in Christ, the revealed one, in his mystery, Paul has figured out that it was in him that everything was created. Pretty amazing. And then thinking about our final end, how God has made us divine, made us partakers in his own divinity, and will make us more and more so at the resurrection. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. That's all I can say. Pretty amazing is God's love for us. Tell us, shepherds, what have you seen? Who has appeared on earth? We have seen a newborn infant and a choir of angels praising the Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. For you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Tell us, shepherds, what have you seen? Who has appeared on earth? We have seen a newborn infant and a choir of angels praising the Lord. Alleluia. The angel said to the shepherds, I proclaim to you a great joy. Today the Savior of the world is born for you. Alleluia. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you armies of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and above and exalted above all forever. The angel said to the shepherds, I proclaim to you a great joy. Today the Savior of the world is born for you. Alleluia. A little child is born for us today, little and yet called the mighty God. Alleluia. Psalm 149, the joy of God's holy people. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let Israel, both old and new, come to rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as both Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness, indivisible Trinity, and proclaim these wonderful truths of our salvation. Make us proclaim them with joy, integrity, and honesty. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A little child is born for us today, little and yet called the mighty God. Alleluia. Short reading. Hebrews 1 and 2. In times past, God spoke in fragmentary and varied ways to our fathers through the prophets. In this, the final age, he has spoken to us through his Son, whom he has made heir of all things and through whom he first created the universe. Responsory prayer. The Lord has made known. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has made known. Alleluia, alleluia. His saving power. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has made known. Alleluia, alleluia. Canticle of Zechariah. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Alleluia. At the Lord's birth, choirs of angels sang, Blessed be our God, enthroned as King, and blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. At the Lord's birth, choirs of angels sang, Blessed be our God, enthroned as King, and blessed be the Lamb. Now those intercessions that I love so much. Let us pray to Christ, in whom the Father willed to make all things new. Beloved Son of God, hear us. Son of God, you were with the Father in the beginning, and in the fullness of time became a man. Give us a brother's love for all people. Beloved Son of God, hear us. You became poor to make us rich. You emptied yourself that we might be lifted up by your lowliness and share in your glory. Make us ministers of your gospel. Beloved Son of God, hear us. You shone on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Give us holiness, justice, and peace. Beloved Son of God, hear us. Give us a heart that is upright and sincere, so that we may listen to your word and bring it to perfection in ourselves and in the world for the sake of your glory. Beloved Son of God, hear us. Now for all of your personal intentions on this beautiful continuation of the day, the celebration of Christmas Day, even though it's later in the week, it's still the celebration of Christmas Day. Beloved Son of God, hear us and help all those, especially who are suffering, as Paul said, filling up in their flesh what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Help them know that you are with them, console them, and bring all suffering into yourself. Beloved Son of God, hear us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that the newness of the nativity in the flesh of your only begotten Son may set us free from ancient servitude, for ancient servitude holds us bound beneath the yoke of sin. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So I know that took half an hour, but honestly, the benefits of it are great. So just like you can offer the rosary and you say the prayers, but it's meant to get God to act on a specific intention, you can offer the office, and as you're going through it, you can think about it, your intention, and offer that for others. You can also get a plenary indulgence because, look, all solid, all the way through, give or take a few statements, that was entire scripture. So you had the opportunity to reflect on scripture that entire time, especially during our lesson from scripture and tradition, which brings me to the next benefit. The lesson itself, the first and second reading from the Office of Readings, is a proclamation of the gospel, and especially on a day like this, it's a wonderful proclamation of the best promises and the best gifts that God has given us. Can you even imagine the things that Hippolytus talks about, that we're going to become resurrected, immortal, divine, and even now we can imitate Christ because he has come to share in our humanity? You know, it's just amazing, just the wonders that Paul talks about. It truly is a proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, you can ask for a plenary indulgence. You used to be able to get one during the COVID epidemic even without going to the sacraments. I don't know if that's still the case, but ask for at least a partial indulgence or the equivalency of a plenary indulgence after being here in the Divine Office podcast. Finally, it's a source of catechesis. There are a few blog articles talking about how the Pope has opened his breviary and read from it when he's catechizing, but I don't know why more catechists, including priests and deacons and religious, don't use this. I don't know why the professional, why we don't see it more often, because it's just an untapped wow. It's just an amazing well of catechetical potential, and it's just comforting sometimes to be able to bring my thoughts into dialogue with God as I pray with Scripture. So I hope you have a beautiful rest of your Christmas celebration and that you keep walking in His holiness so that the sadness of the servitude of sin doesn't hold you, and that we all must pray in Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be for the Pope's intentions for December, which are all about next year. Next year is a spiritual campaign. Next year is a year when we are all united together with Peter's successor. We're going to go and we're going to proclaim the good news. We're going to live the good news. And we're going to show the world, even as we're disturbed, even as economies and things are disturbed next year, we're going to be a beacon of hope. So Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Make us pilgrims of hope, as Francis has asked us to pray for this month. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Sorry about the flame of love insert. I'm in the flame of love prayer group so much that it's a habit now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.